Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday. We had another fantastic week. I hope you did. I did. Friday means one thing around here. It means our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com is joining us. Corey, love, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday, Corey. We have a ton of gossip, so let's jump right into the show. Hey, what?
Yes.
What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time. Yes.
Lourdes Leone, who is Madonna's daughter, is sharing some advice she got from her mommy. So Lourdes, who goes by the name of Lola, that's Madonna's first child, and she recently sat down with her mommy's longtime bestie, Debbie Mazur, to reveal a lot in this fantastic Interview magazine article. So Lola is a model. She also has been at the Met, and she got a ton of press for showing off her hairy armpits. However, when it comes to her family, she said the following, quote, "We don't get handouts in my family." She went on to say that she paid her own college tuition, and she pays for her own apartment on her own dime. Obviously, I grew up extremely privileged, she said. There's no denying that. But I think my mom saw all those kids of other famous people and was like, my kids are not going to be like this. She was very much, proceed with caution and think about what you want to be known for. That's what Madonna said to her daughter. My mom is very insistent on making me think about what I want to be known for beyond my looks. So she's a model, but it can't just be about her looks, she added, quote, "That's not what I want people to remember me by. It's not real. It's not about the money or the face or how you look. It's about what you're bringing into the world and what you're going to leave behind." Really deep, deep advice. What do you think, Corey?
Well, I do wonder, like, to what degree did she pay for her own tuition? And I mean, not like I'm trying to, like, diminish what she's saying, but at the end of the day, she was still a very privileged child. So, I mean, I don't know, like, to what degree she paid for, but that's because she didn't have to pay for anything else. I mean, maybe it's easy to do when your mom is Madonna, because there's probably some money somewhere.
Well, the flaw in the argument here is that she might have paid for the whole thing. She said she did. I totally believe her. She paid for her whole college, but she had the money to pay for it because she's Madonna's daughter. And that's where she got modeling jobs.
Right.
So the reason she got those modeling jobs, yes, she's gorgeous, but had she not been Madonna's daughter, would have she got those modeling jobs that paid a lot of money? I mean, she was in Rihanna's show, a huge, huge fashion show, so the models get paid a ton of money for that. If you're a starting out model, I know young models, they don't get Rihanna's show. That is not the first or the second runway show. They get little tiny shows that probably aren't even in Fashion Week in New York. They have to go to smaller markets. She does acknowledge that she is privileged, and I think that she has a good head on her shoulders here. She does understand that, yes, she's paid a lot of money as a model. You know, she's been on the cover of Vogue. Would that have happened if she wasn't Madonna's daughter? Recently, when Madonna was at the Boom Boom Room, Lourdes Lola was there in a VIP section because that's her mom.
Yeah.
I do think she gets it, and I like the thought that at least she's trying. She doesn't need to pay for anything. Her mom's worth almost $1 billion. And so I like she's paying her own rent once again. Yes, that money is sort of related to Madonna. But at the end of the day, Madonna is not picking up the checks. So I think this is good advice. I also like to that her mom is saying to her, it's not about money. It's not about what you look like. It's about what you leave behind, which is kind of surprising advice from somebody like Madonna, who obviously cares a great deal about what they look like and has earned a ton of money. Rightfully so, Madonna. You've earned every single penny of that. You're still working your bottom off. But I like this thought.
Yeah.
What are we going to leave behind? Like, when we're gone, what are we going to leave
What's
behind?
What's our legacy? Yeah.
The legacy. That's the word. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Lourdes, who is Madonna's daughter, is sharing some advice she got from her mom about what she's going to leave behind. Do you think that's good advice or bad advice? My mum would say focus on the money. I know it's terrible, isn't it?
But what mine too.
What do you think? But you don't have, well, you don't have $1 billion. You probably focus on money a little more than when you do. But what do you think? Is that good advice or bad advice? Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. Leave a comment there and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. What are you working on, Corey?
Yes, well, Sunny Hostin faults Sanjay Gupta for the Rogan interview that everyone's talking about. The hosts of The View were mostly supportive of CNN's Sanjay Gupta after he sat down for an hours-long interview with Joe Rogan for his podcast, except Sunny Hostin didn't really think it was such a good idea. So the host admitted that she did not see the point in having that conversation. Now, Anna Navarro and Sherry Shepherd, they felt differently. They believed that with 200 million listeners per month, even changing a small percentage of Joe Rogan's fan base's thoughts on COVID vaccines could be helpful. Mm-hmm. Now, Sunny did not agree, though. Sunny said, in her opinion, those people who don't trust science don't need to be heard out. She says, I am not so interested in understanding the anti-vax mind because I'm not interested in understanding crazy.
Right.
I don't think you can make sense of crazy, she says.
Whoa.
Now, Rob, here's my thing about that. You know, we lost a dear friend and writer at Instinct Magazine to COVID. This is before vaccines were available. A young man in his 30s. Just last week, we buried a 49-year-old man who was not vaccinated, a friend. So I get the frustration. I don't think calling people crazy is a good idea, though, Sonny. You should know better than that because that's not a way to engage in dialogue that's effective dialogue. However, I understand it's exhausting, Rob, so I just stopped trying to convince people. And if they want to just don't get vaccinated, good luck. That's pretty much where I am now.
I think I'm a mix of them both here. I mean, I think it's good to talk to people with different opinions.
Yeah.
But some people are just not going to accept you. You know, we felt this by being gay. Some people do not like gay people. They never will. And being around them, they don't want to be around us. And so, yes, there's certain people in my life that it's easier to walk away from.
Yeah.
As a general rule, though, I like engaging. I really, really do. I like talking. I don't want to scream and shout. But I think we can find a common ground if we work together. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan has been quite vocal in his anti-vaccine response. Sanjay Gupta of CNN, the doctor himself, obviously thinks vaccines are very, very good. So sitting down with people that don't agree with you, I've done it from time to time, and I think we've come to some sort of conclusion, but I've got to say, too, when I've done it time to time, it's not always ended with the results I wanted. So no. I think it's a little bit of both here. And it's up to you. You know, I totally get it. If there's people in your life that just don't want to hear you, that just don't want to listen to your train of thought, your logical conclusions, then maybe it's easier to walk away. Mm-hmm. Sunny certainly feels like that. Yeah. However, Anna and Sherry, I think engaging is the way to go. What do you think? Hey, moving along. So Erica Jane from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is demanding that she does not get fired from the show. So much of the last season, the numbers are through the roof, by the way. Much of that season was really based on Erica and her legal troubles.
Yeah.
In fact, Andy Cohen put her on the hot seat during the reunion. He does those so well. Mm. And he even asked her about calls for her to be fired from the show. She said, quote, "Why should I be fired? Why are you presuming that I've done something? Why aren't we letting the legal process play out? You've heard one side and a lot of BS on that side. Give me a chance to defend myself. Watch me. I'm ready for a challenge. Watch me do it." Insiders tell me she is fighting hard to keep this job because now, after all the shady deals of her husband and maybe herself, that now her major, her only source of income is from the show.
Wow.
The New York Times reported that she got about $600,000 from being on that show. These ladies earn money.
Wow.
$600,000 a year. They only tape for 5 or 6 months. It's a lot of money, but they also bring in the big ratings. So Erica does not want to lose that money.
No.
Do you think moving forward, though, the show's going to have her on because this drama is sending the ratings through the roof?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure it's a good idea. Erica even said that her lawyers advised her, don't do the show. You always get this advice, whenever you're in trouble, shut up. And she's doing the opposite. She's putting it on national TV. Now I'm told that Bravo's been subpoenaed for old footage that never aired. And so I don't know if Erica's helping herself, but I get it. She's got to pay the bills. And so she wants to keep this job. What do you think, Corey?
Yeah, I think it's a really bad idea because the whole premise of that show is excess and, and you know, the intense nature of their lives being so fabulous. Meanwhile, she's trying to play the victim, the opposite of all of those attributes. So I don't think that's going to fare well for her. She really needs to let it go. But I get it. She needs the money. But honey, Walmart is always hiring. So girl, get that apron on and let's get it going.
I don't think Walmart's paying that money though. $600,000. I mean, I knew they earned about $400,000-$500,000. That's what the New York ladies get. $600,000. Wow. No wonder none of these ladies want to leave the show. What's going on with Harry and Meghan?
Yes, well, Harry and Meghan responded to a very peculiar William rumor that's buzzing about on the headlines. So NBC Royals correspondent Neil Sean reported that Henry and Meghan, they wanted Lilibet's christening to be at St. George's Chapel at Windsor. Now, you recall that's the same venue where they were married. So it's a nice, you know, it's a sentimental spot for them. And they wanted to do it so that the Queen could attend the ceremony. Oh. Well, honey, according to Sean, Harry and Meghan's request was denied by Harry's brother William. And he told them, apparently, or allegedly he told them, that Lilibet's christening at Windsor wasn't going to work. Like an accent. I threw a little bit of evil queen in there.
Yes, very Scar from The Lion King.
Exactly. I had to do it. But a rep for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex appeared to dismiss these claims and says that the plans for the baby's christening have not been finalized, and as such, any assumptions about what will or will not take place are mere speculation.
Okay,
so I feel that it's all true, because I feel like William and Kate are just very angry that Meghan and Harry are just kind of stealing all their thunder every moment of the day. And I think any chance he can exert some power and play the power card, he will do it. And I feel like that's what's happened here. What do you think, Rob?
Maybe. Just the problem is with this story is that William has no say over Windsor, the castle, the grounds. Queen Elizabeth's the boss of the family. And then after the Queen, it's his dad, Charles. And yes, the Queen is in her 90s. And we get it. We've all worked at companies where sometimes the number two or number three in charge makes a decision that isn't there. The Queen ain't that girl. She's the boss. She's absolutely the boss. And so she does what she wants. And so if Harry and Meghan want to have the christening at Windsor Chapel, at St. George's Chapel at Windsor, then the Queen is the only person that can say yes or no. It's not William's choice. And then even if the Queen, you know, wasn't around, they'd ask Prince Charles. And one thing that I know about the royals is protocol is very, very important to them. And so William would not go over the head of the Queen. And going to William, it's like going to William and saying, can I borrow the diamonds out of London?
But don't you think that maybe the Queen and Charles are the ones saying no, and William is the deliverer of the news? Couldn't that be a possibility?
It could be, although the Queen has let Harry and Meghan do whatever they want. So I like Harry and Meghan too. The Queen loves Harry. And I think the Queen being around, touchwood, thank goodness, although she is in her late 90s, the Queen has given Harry treatment that the others probably wouldn't have got. She really likes Harry. And so, like, even the Oprah interview, if any other royal had done that, they would have been shut out. The fact that the Queen is still trying to include Harry tells us her love for him. In fact, some people argue the Queen bends over backwards for Harry in a way that she might not do it for William and the others. And that's probably where all the resentment in the family is. You know what it's like when Mommy likes one of you better than the others? This is Granny who likes one of them better than the others. And they all know it. They all know it. They all know that Harry is the Queen's favourite. So this one is a bit strange, but I think the fact that a rep for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Meghan and Harry, has spoken out tells us that this is not true. Quickly, before we get a break, I love this story. Daniel Craig says that he often goes to gay bars. 007 loves going to gay bars because he said they are less aggressive than the straight ones. He said, quote, I've been going to gay bars for as long as I can remember. He's married to Rachel Weisz. They got married in 2011. One of the reasons is because I don't get into fights in gay bars that often. Everyone is chill. He also added, you don't really have to sort of state your sexuality. And it's okay, and it's a really safe space. I have some friends of mine who love going to gay bars, girlfriends, guy friends. They're really fun places. I love, when I first discovered gay bars, not only did I love it because I'm gay, gosh, if I was a straight guy, I think I'd rather go to a gay bar because they play great songs.
Well, we have the best music. I mean, that is pretty much.
I love Diana Ross, and everyone's dancing.
Yeah.
When I go to straight bars, everyone's a little bit more aggressive. I don't know, but I mean, I think, hey, 007, you're welcome. Hi. I welcome straight people into gay bars. Some gay men don't like having straight people there. Where are you on this, Corey?
Sometimes, like, the girl bachelor party thing can be a little overwhelming because a lot of the girls, they want to party with us on bachelorette party night or whatever it's called. But listen, if I was in a gay bar and I saw Daniel Craig, honey, I'd be like, 007, I like it shaken and stirred, darling.
I love it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion.
That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schuder with our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you very much. Britney Spears has shaded her sister Jamie Lynn over the cover of her new book, the title of her new book. Will these two ever find peace? Let's have a look. 68% said no, they won't find peace. I agree with the majority here. Initially, we thought that Britney was very angry, just very angry, with her dad. And now we know, no, it's the entire family that she feels have let her down for over a decade. I don't think these two are going to find peace. I hope they do, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Where are you? Either. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she called her out like a month ago, right? Remember when she was like, you know, you weren't there for me and don't try to use me to make money or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. I think she's just kind of had it and she's calling everybody out, and she should.
She is calling them all out. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for
Our Nicest of the day. Oh, yes. Well, Chris Martin dedicates his song, My Universe, to Dakota. Yes, yeah, so Chris made a rare public display of love for his girlfriend, Dakota Johnson, by dedicating Coldplay's latest single with BTS, My Universe, to her at the band's concert in London. This is about my universe, and she's here, Martin 41 announced to the crowd as he pointed to Johnson, who was on a balcony enjoying the show. How romantic. And the couple, they were first romantically linked in 2017 when they were spotted on a sushi date together in Los Angeles. And though the couple mostly keeps their relationship private, they were spotted on a romantic getaway back in July, soaking up the sun on a boat off the coast of Mallorca, Spain. So oh. I think it's a, you know, it's a real deal with these two.
It's a real deal. I love this. And I love that he does it in song on a stage.
So sweet.
You're our nicest of the day and our naughtiest of the day.
Naughty.
Our naughtiest of the day is rubbish, which in Britain they call litter. So Prince George was annoyed by rubbish, which keeps appearing around his school. So Prince William said his 8-year-old son, who is currently in year 4 at his fancy school in London, he doesn't understand why there's so much litter after he clears it up. Litter, once again, is rubbish. William said the following quote. So George at school recently had been picking up the litter, and I didn't realise, but I was talking to him the other day, and he was kind of confused by the fact that the litter kept coming back. So George and his classmates, who's going to be the King of England, they went the same route to school each day. They pretty much pick up the litter on that route, and it kept coming back and back and back. And George got very annoyed by this. George, I'm with you. I hate litter.
It's the worst.
Find a trash can, find a dustbin. Look how I'm doing this in both languages. I feel like I'm speaking French and German at the same time. I love this word. I love the word rubbish.
I like rubbish better than litter.
In Britain, I like the word, when I'm in London, it's litter. Don't drop your litter there. I know it sounds like a cat box.
I like
a
litter rubbish, box. Darling. Rubbish.
I do love it. So, George, we are with you. We are annoyed by litter, by rubbish too.
Indeed.
And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. Sponsored by my new book, The Four-Word Answer, which is available right now on Amazon.com. The book is full of celebrity quotes that will inspire you. This is my favorite of the day. Beyonce said the following quote, "Your self-worth is determined by you. You don't have to depend on someone telling you who you are."
Amen,
Tell
girl.
Tell yourself who you are. Don't look for others to give you self-worth, because you might not get it. But if you look to yourself, you're in charge. It's your decision. Your self-worth is determined by you, should be determined by you, must be determined by you.
Yes.
What do you think, Corey?
I agree. You cannot allow someone else to define you. And this brief moment that we have on this planet, you do you, honey. That's it.
Amen. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review. Thank you to everybody that have been going to Amazon.com and leaving reviews for my book. The podcast has been great. We've got so many reviews from the podcast. We're a hit. It's really lovely to see the numbers each day. So thank you. At the moment, the baby that I'm focusing on, and I see you are too, is the book. So if you could leave a review for the book, it would be fantastic. Thank you. And remember, if you're going to be naughty
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.